Well, it has definitely increased over the last couple of years, from petty theft to large theft. And it's premeditated as well. They're coming in to do a particular job with bags, and they're doing it, walking out past young staff and abusing them. So it has become quite a big issue for us.
There's a brazen element to it they're not even trying to hide it. Just are banking on the relative youth and inexperience, perhaps, of younger staff members.
Younger staff and college students, which are mainly we employ in the evenings and the weekends. And they depend on that, you know. Security isn't something we could afford to put into the shop, but it's becoming something we might have to do.
Which I suppose maybe touched on the issue of, I'm sure you have CCTV.
We do.
But,
yeah.
And I'm sure they're well aware it's there.
Oh,
but they're
quite well aware, yeah.
Pretty confident that nothing will come of that.
It doesn't seem to faze them, no.
How long have you noticed this going on, Caroline? I suppose, look, petty theft from shops has been going on since shops have been around, but how long have you noticed this upward curve or trend in terms of incidences?
Well, I suppose it was really only years ago small, because we're in business over 22 years now. So it would have been quite small. But over the last maybe since after COVID, it's become quite noticeably that it's more larger items, and they're not happy with unless they have bags full. And it has definitely over the last 4 years increased.
So this has gone from maybe, you know, somebody stealing a can of Coke out of the fridge to filling their boots almost.
Two and three bags, yeah.
Two and three bags full?
Yes.
Of any particular items that tend to be most commonly taken? Or
mainly they would go for cleaning items and stuff that would be more expensive. On Thursday night it was our dairy wall that was taken, ham, cheese, breads, cakes.
And does it tend to be the same individuals?
No, not necessarily, no.
Okay.
There's been different groups.
Okay, I suppose even more worrying, the more people that you have to keep an eye on. Tom, you're an ex-retailer, but I'm sure you're still well-connected on the ground with, shop owners around Ennis. Are you hearing of this? And is this a bit of a change from your day? I mean, as I say, petty thefts have been going on since shops have been a thing, but this kind of step up in frequency, and in terms of like the kind of Caroline's described, they feel emboldened or brazen. They're not even trying to kind of hide it.
Yeah, look, it's a real concern. Retailers on a regular basis, it's been brought to my attention. I mean, only recently, I believe, in a drapery store, clothes just blatantly walked in. In another case, a female walked into a site and actually had a magnet to be able to take off the tags. Those tags, as you well know, are on those expensive products. And it is disappointing. I hear Caroline there, you know, make reference to even cheese. I actually did a bit of research and I see some countries are tagging cheese so that to stop pilfering from their stores.
So it's not even expensive items anymore that have those tags.
No, and the other thing is that, you know, when COVID hit at the time, shoplifting dropped by about 60%. We now have gone well past figures of all records in the case of people actually blatantly going into stores. Now, let's be very clear on this. In some cases, it's organised. You have professional organised groups that go into different towns and cities, and they go in as a gang. They distract the staff members, and at that time, they're taking out very expensive items. And what we all have to understand is these businesses depend on profitability, and a small product is a tight margin. And to lose that product could take another week's sales to make back that money lost. So it's a real serious issue. It's one that we need to collectively look at in conjunction with the guards. And I want to say this very importantly. I still work with the guards for 24 years. You know, and they themselves are doing their very best in a lot of cases. But the problem they have now themselves is the administration part of it. So when we get, say, for example, a retailer, as Caroline has just stated there, and the guards do arrive, they have to fill up all the administration side of that as if they were robbing a bank as well. So on that basis, that's actually deterrent from the guards being able to do their job. And I'm coming back to the very same. I'm always critical about the justice system and how we're dealing with it. I think we need a faster approach in how to prosecute. And more importantly is that you get a criminal record, then it really restricts what you can do going forward. And I think that is the only way that we're going to get on top of this.
I think there has been that actual, you know, in terms of issues that the guards are dealing with and their issues with the commissioner, Drew Harris-Thomas, the administrative, the bureaucratic side of An Garda Síochána has been focused on as something that maybe guards aren't overly fond of. Well, as you say, like the amount of procedures and paperwork involved for seemingly smallish in the grand scheme of thing incidents.
Absolutely, and it needs to be really looked at. Now, we have a system here in Clare, and that system, would you believe, is not actually up and running within Limerick City. And I've been made to believe that if the same system and procedure was brought into Limerick City, you could see a shutdown situation. And the reason is the backlog. So we come back to what can we do? Well, first of all, I agree that we need to really look, and I'm calling on the Justice Minister, to look at reducing administration where possible from the guards. We need to have the guards on the beat, on the ground. Concern we have here at the moment is, if you recall, we had the pedestrianised O'Connell Street. It will tell you that the guards themselves had difficulty in doing their job. And the problem is these people, what I would say, deliberately doing this so-called role to effectively rob, are using those opportunities to be able to get in, get out and get away. So we need to come back to how do we fundamentally get these people before the courts on a quicker basis, make the job easier for our guards and protect our retailers and our shops and their staff.
And can I just ask you, Caroline, about the guard side of things, do you find they're very good to deal with in terms of whatever incidents happen in your store, that they're quick to respond, but that perhaps the final end, the final stage, you know, punishment or justice, that maybe those who are carrying these kind of crimes feel like, not that crime pays, but that there's a good chance if I take this today that I'll probably get away with it, or if I'm caught, I won't face the full rigors of the law.
I think the guards, they're very good. They come out, but we're not like a category that they're under pressure. And the admin takes so long to go through. And I also think like that we have a programme on TV called Crime Call, but there's a procedure to follow. And by the time the crime gets aired on Crime Call, it's over a year later, which is, it's no good. People's memories are not, you know, they're looking back on a crime from a year ago, so whatever they remember, they can't,
is gone. And so, like when something happens, if someone, you know, comes in today and steals €30 worth of stuff, be it food or whatever it might be, do you just kind of weigh things up and say, do I want to go through all the hassle of trying to ensure this person is brought to justice, or do I just write it off almost?
Sometimes we would have done that, but now the problem has got a lot more serious. I don't think we're not going to be able to sit back anymore, because it's becoming more blatant, as I said, and more expensive because they're taking more stuff. And go back a good few years ago, we wouldn't have done that because it might have been €20 or €30, and the admin costs for the guards plus us plus, you know, we would just, if they came to the shop again, say, no, sorry, you're not allowed in, you know. But now we can't do that.
There's the issue, I mean, the cost of living. I'm not trying to offer these people an excuse, but when you're talking about them stealing cheese and dairy products, I wonder for some people, with the cost of living, of some families, are they struggling so much that they just try and take some of those items? But then on the flip side of that, businesses are dealing with cost of living, and you're employing local people.
Exactly. We have kids we're employing, and we have over nearly 29, 30 staff. So I understand the cost of living has gone up, but these are not coming in for the cost of living. These are they're coming in groups of 4 and 5 people. They're intimidating the young staff. It's something that has to be, we have to do something about it, you know.
Yeah.
As businesses in Clare, I was hoping that maybe we could get a group going that at least we could pass on information to each other. So when these groups go out, they don't only just do our store. On Thursday night, they also done another store.
So almost like a neighbourhood watch, but for retailers.
Like a community alert, for the businesses in Clare, so that we can actually alert each other.
Tom, what do you think of that concept? Is it one that perhaps, maybe it's the only option open to local retailers if, and it's no reflection on the Gardaí themselves, but we've just mentioned the reasons why maybe that route isn't as effective as perhaps the retailers would hope it might be, a kind of retailer watch initiative?
Oh, absolutely. And I think collectively we can achieve that. And I think that if everybody's on the same page and what we're trying to achieve, and to achieve is to create a nice shopping environment, a safe environment for our team and our staff. But, you know, I always think of my own family in retail for many, many years. And I come back, and when I was invited in here to discuss on this very topic, I go back to about 40 years in Dublin, where we opened one of the first self-service small mini stores. And at the time, the concept was to bring the product to the customer. It's hard to think that we're now looking at taking the products away from the customer. And I think if we continue on that road, it's not a good road. So yes, collectively altogether, we need to work on the basis of if somebody or whatever comes into a particular area, that everyone's on alert straight away. And from that then, that the guards are informed. And I believe then results will be achieved from that. And what it will become is a no-go area. So we need to make Ennis a welcoming area for our retailers and for our customers, and a no-go area for these criminals. And I think that's exactly what they are. And they need to be caught. Even if it's only a chocolate bar, they need to be made an example of, because that example is a name and shame. And on that basis is we're protecting everyone. And I think that's what we're hoping that we can achieve from this discussion today. And the Gardaí, as I said, I cannot only compliment them. They do a fantastic job. But we have to ask the Minister to look at this seriously. So how can we make it more effective, that we have more people on the beat? And if we go back in the past, we always remember the guard walking up down the street. Now you find it very rarely in that case. And if that is the case, we need to look at that issue.
And that point, Carolyn, that Tom's making about even if they're stealing a chocolate bar, they have to, you know, face the full rigours of the law. Because if someone feels emboldened enough to come in and take a chocolate bar from your shop and not even try and be covert about it, and they feel that nothing's going to happen to them as a consequence of that action, what's to stop them returning the next day to try to steal something bigger and bigger and bigger, and it just kind of spirals out of control?
Yeah, I think maybe that the smaller theft, if it's made, if they're made accountable, it might prevent them, you know, doing it again. Yeah, I do fully agree, yeah.
Have you and other local retailers been in discussions already about a possible neighbourhood watch style initiative?
We have. I've discussed it with one or two retailers about it, and I've also been in touch with the Innes Chamber of Commerce. So I'm just waiting to maybe set it up and get it going, hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
To be honest, it's probably something that the Gardaí would like to see as well. You're helping yourselves, and you can liaise with them on.
They were. I was speaking to the guards on Friday night, and yeah, they were in full agreement. Yeah, it would help them a lot, you know.
Okay. In terms of incidents, is it a daily occurrence, these kind of thefts, or
I would say
a couple of times a week?
Monthly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, we wish you well going forward, and hopefully whatever happens with this initiative, it can kind of, if I suppose you can never fully put a stop to petty thefts, but that it will certainly reduce the frequency.
Well, and prevention might be better than cure.
Exactly, as the old saying goes.
Yes.
Caroline, thank you very much.
Thanks
Caroline
very much,
Ryan,
Alan,
from
for giving us the platform to air it as well.
No problem. Yeah. We're only too happy to. And if anyone else has any reactions or views on this, perhaps other shop owners out there, get in touch, let us know. 086 1800 964, your thoughts on this. And former retailer and Fianna Fáil councillor for the Ennis Municipal District, Tom O'Callaghan. Tom, thank you as well for coming in and sharing your views on that. The numbers again, 08.